Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, fam, we are back on the airwaves, on this Saturday morning, getting things together. Hope y'all out there surviving as best as you can. It's your big brother, your little brother, Dolomite, coming on this Friday evening. It's the first time we're doing the shows about Friday, Fathers on Friday, you know. Basically, any dads out there, good dads, bad dads, well, if you ain't a dad, it is what it is. On this type of show, I won't be dealing with too many commercial interruptions. Matter of fact, I won't be dealing with none today. And we're going to be going in with information. For anybody who want to call, call us calling in. 516-595-8279. That's 516-595-8279. Most definitely. Come with a whole new approach on things. Let this airwave hit you for a minute. And we'll get the show started. Like I said, we're going to be dealing with good fathers, bad fathers, or if you ain't a father at all. Okay? I'm going to break all three of these down to basically its original form or its original thought. Okay? Now, you know how they got the good, the bad, and the ugly, but this is one of it right here. But nonetheless, it is what it is. Now, for good fathers out there, we know the situation with that. Okay? It ain't hard to figure it out. But what makes it rough for them, I would say, for a good father is, for any good father out there, I would have to say the environment. You understand? The environment is always the arena. And that goes for any individual, whether they bad, good, or can't have a kid, you know what I'm saying? And there could be a lot of reasons, you know, health reasons or even stress, be anything. Why individuals can't be, you know, the father that they want to be. And then again, you got so much shit on your plate, you tend to forget about your children. I said you tend to forget about your children. Now, one thing we can rest assured that the environment for all three situations is, you know, the reason why we have what we have. Now, like I said, I brought up good fathers first, but you might as well address that shit into all three. Address it into all three. Now, we know, I know by now everybody probably seen or probably heard or probably was surprised picture of that's out there on Facebook where you have the little girl being molested by a black man. You see? Just that bullshit. Now, for the nigga that took it, he already know. We already know the situation to that. May that motherfucker live forever. And this is a rated R show, so I don't want to hear all that, you know, pilgrim talk shit. Don't sugarcoat nothing. Now, for these people who sit here and do what they do, like I said, may they live forever, because you already know when the day they die, it's going to be a long line of motherfuckers ready to put their foot up a person's ass or a mother's ass who allow their child to go through, you know, that mayhem. Nobody asked to be born. Nobody signed a contract. None of that shit. But here we are, you know, with the hoopla. Straight up with the hoopla. We don't stop. We don't bend. We don't break. We just keep coming with that bullshit. And the only thing you niggas can do is relay with some other shit. All that I can say is stop and consider throwing out the Bible and all that God shit and any religion shit, because when you're doing an evil act, it is what it is. But the one thing that got me puzzled is for these other motherfuckers who ain't doing the evil act, they don't realize they're doing something evil themselves. You sitting back, watch this shit escalate, and your punk ass don't do shit about it. See, these are for the dads who can't have children. These are for the dads who are not around their kids forcefully. We sit back and we look at y'all asses. I mean, I speak for them. But we sit back and we look at this shit for what it's worth. And y'all niggas just, you know, we'll put our foot up y'all ass. I don't know, man. Look here. It ain't one time I step outside this door and walk out into the sunshine of life and have to sit here and put my foot up somebody's ass over their kid. This ain't your baby. Bitch, I don't give a shit. This shit is public, my nigga. See, that's the problem. That old school ass whooping, where, you know, people cared and shit, they would whoop your ass and take you home to your parents and they'll whoop your ass. Them days need to come back, because obviously y'all ain't had enough ass whoopings. That's what the problem is. Motherfucker can't whoop your ass when you were a kid, so you're going to talk shit. You living in a fantasy world and shit, so what? You're going to talk shit. You're going to hide behind your invisible wall and shit. But soon as, you know, a real to the real come in your face, it's foreign to you. Well, so be it. Let it be foreign. But at the end of the day, we ain't finna sit back and watch a toddler get shitted on like that and, you know, your dumb Magoo ass around this bitch playing games. Hell nah. Hell nah. Like I said, you got fathers out there that are good. You got fathers out there that are bad. And then again, you got those out there who can't have kids. The good, the bad, the ugly. And when those who can't have see y'all go through this bullshit, man, whatever. That's fucking dumb. That's fucking dumb if you ask me. But again, it is what it is. Well, get used to the ugly shit coming, because you got a lot of men out there who ain't with that bullshit no more. And they teaching them babies not to be with that bullshit no more. See, time is critical, big dog. And the more you waste time chasing ass or want to fuck with some young ass, you know, and trying to fuck her life up and shit, motherfucker, you could have been doing something else at that time. But, you know, like usual, a motherfucker don't want to expand their education. They want to keep themselves inside of a goddamn milk carton and, you know, keep shitting on everybody and making an excuse for shitting on everybody. See, we caught on to that game. Like I said, that aquatic thinking that y'all like to do and shit, hey, man, I ain't knocking. I ain't knocking. What I mean by aquatic thinking, these motherfuckers think bipolar and shit. They'll sit here and do some shit to you and then say, ooh, I'm the victim. You see what I'm saying? That's what they mean by bipolar. I mean, your ass got too much of that aquatic life in your ass. You think like an octopus and shit. Motherfucking octopus get mad. What color it turn? It turn red. You see? Animal in the ocean playing with his food like a killer whale. What the fuck y'all do? Y'all play with motherfuckers. And then, you know, when you sit here and want to act right, I mean, when you want to sit here and get the final say-so in your shit, you don't know what to do with it. This is what we talking about. These motherfuckers got y'all on some bipolar shit, and we done found out what the bipolar shit is. We done found it out. They done supplemented your mind that how everybody think as a norm, that's photosynthesis thinking. Simple concept. Water condensation is all into that shit. But for you bipolar asses, y'all think like them aquatic animals in that ocean, okay? And we can see clear as day how all these other cultures that eat them fucking animals raw and shit. You see what I'm saying? You get a thought process in you. Unlike the vegetation that we eat and shit, we will get that thought process in us. Men. But for you to sit here and start beating the shit out of a female for no reason or doing something to your fucking kid for no reason, you acting just like them aquatic animals, goddammit. No care in the world. Me, myself, and I. Self-preservation. If you notice, there in the ocean, not too many animals hunt in packs. God damn it, you show me one animal in the ocean, they be jumping the shit out of a damn a prey. Name one. You can't find one. Them animals in the damn ocean, they all about self-preservation. So when somebody mix them genes in with your ass, you can see why you all about that me, myself, and I shit. Unlike the animals, prime example, piranhas, they live in fresh water or salt water. Fresh water, but they'll jump your ass. You won't see that shit happening in salt water, will you? Nope. It's going to be one trying to take this carcass away from another. No different than a hyena fighting lions over a goddamn dead animal. That what the fuck you would get. Now, let's take a look at animals that's around fresh water or on land that would jump your ass. Animals that hunt in packs, they on land. Insects that break your body down and shit, they on land. Around fresh water. You know, anything that comes around salt water, that shit is pure isolation. Me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. You wonder why your ass run this motherfucker with that me, myself, and I shit, shitting on your babies, shitting on your goddamn peoples around you, shitting on your army and shit, shitting on your community, you shitting on everybody, and then you the victim. Man, somebody to punch your ass in your shit. I'm not going to sit here and be no motherfucking doctor, lay your ass in the chair, let me read your mind, take you through some therapeutical shit. No. There's only one therapeutical shit in my world. What the fuck you do to a black and white TV? Bam, right over the goddamn head. It's just that simple. If a person don't want to fucking think and they doing this shit stupidly on purpose and keep blaming you, man, just hit their ass over the fucking head like a black and white TV. Them screws too loose. You see what I'm saying? And some of y'all weak-ass niggas out there need your ass whooped. You need your ass whooped.
Wait till the next time this show come on. I got some fucking thumpers for y'all ass. Y'all motherfuckers need to cut this shit out, raising fucked up ass boys and shit, and then they come right here and want to shit on the goddamn queen. And then they don't know no fucking better. And come with that same ass ghost shit that y'all do. I'm the victim. What it was back in the 90s. Don't nobody love me. Victim role. Playing victim. And nobody care for me. Victim role. That's all plantation shit and Jim Crow shit. Nobody don't want your, nobody feel sorry for nobody. God damn it, that's the laws of nature. Now, you may have somebody who want to help somebody out, fine and dandy. But you keep putting yourself in a stupid situation. Come on, man. When we going to get to chapter two? We just keep regurgitating chapter one and we just go, no, I'm a victim. Yeah, I'm a victim. Nah. No. No. 2018, every year come, we always want to do, I'm going to do this year. I'm letting motherfuckers go. I'm going to get motherfuckers off my team. I'm going to find me a... Man, you stuck in the same fucking damn planet with the people who shitting on you or who you shitting on and playing this stupid shit with. Every year, somebody want to come with their little New Year's resolution in. And who taught you that shit? Thank you. Ain't no African tradition. Problem with people. But I'm not dealing with people. I'm dealing with you men today. You men. You men who just sit there and do nothing. You men who don't want to educate yourself or educate the babies. Malcolm X and all them other cats, they shouldn't have been by themselves. They shouldn't have been by themselves. They should have had a shitload of team of niggas out there. But where y'all at? Y'all too busy playing biscuit games and looking for ass to fuck. Because them saboteurs trained y'all to do that. All these goddamn churches in the neighborhood, why y'all can't just have one church? Deacon, because you want to sit here and keep shitting on these females. That's what all that shit is for. Every goddamn street around my neighborhood, then they got a damn church. I'm trying to figure out why y'all need so many. Why y'all can't have one? Why all the preachers can't be under one building? I mean, shit, you go to a hospital, you got all the damn doctors under one building. You go to a damn city hall, all your damn commissioners are under one building. Well, you can't have one building for you men who are preachers. Because y'all are designed to fuck this shit up with that Halloween shit. Straight Halloween. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. Only thing I can say to y'all out there, for the men that don't know no better, you might want to revert back to your childhood and see who screwed you, see who jerked you out of your position in life, because somebody jerked your situation to where you ain't learned what you supposed to be learning. Because long as you out there shit on the female, she has the opportunity to bring life. But if you bring another damn bad seed in this world, now we got a complete cycle of the bullshit. A complete cycle of the bullshit. I'm going to go ahead and go to a commercial break right fast. But after that, man, I am unloading. Okay, something going on here with the video here. Something is not right. Something most definitely is not right. All right, I may have to butt the commercial breaks for today. I may have to butt the commercial breaks for today. Just for today. Something ain't coming up, folks.
Let me see if Big Mike can get it together over here. But in the meantime, I'm going to keep going on until I get the commercial thing going.
All right. Something ain't happening here. Something's not right. Okay. I think this is it right here, hopefully. All right. We good. Let me bring everything in. Sorry about that, folks.
Tommy Butts Miracle Treats holds the perfect solution. Filled with vitamins and minerals to detox your body of bacteria. Tommy Butts Miracle Treats works in wonderful ways to get it down your body. That's Tommy Butts Miracle Treats. 954-394-3072. That's 954-394-3072.
In the mood for some seafood in Pompano Beach area? Stop by Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK Boulevard in Pompano Beach, Florida. They have a $5 lunch special, and also make sure you stop in every Friday to check out the fish fry they have going on every Friday. Again, Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK. Support the Black Nation. Advertising too much for your budget in this fast-paced economy? Give Shadow Productions a call, 404-512-3355. They specialize with brochures, flyers, and other advertising materials to help you flood your social media. That's Shadow Productions, 404-512-3355. Give them a call. Support the Black Nation, people.
Yes. 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 Most definitely support the Black Nation, the Black Mecca. Get busy, baby. Get busy. Oh, hold on. I got Queen Jones calling in. So hold on for a second, folks. You got to answer this here. What's going on, Queen Jones? That's what's going on, Queen. That's what's going on. How you doing this morning? I'm okay. I'm okay. Got you on a Blog Talk Radio so the people can hear you. Oh, yeah. So what's going on with you? Y'all that don't know, Queen Jones is locked up by DCF. Came to the home and kidnapped her. So we put this on the airwaves so somebody can hear. And most people out there know about this already with the Blog Talk. And they already know Queen Jones been kidnapped. And we also got a foundation set up for Queen Jones as well. Did you catch it? Thank you.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Addition to that, like I said, we got the foundation thing to start for you because I already got that on the Facebook. Addition to that, like I said, we just trying to get things squared away so we can get you on up out of there, man. Because I know when all said and done, you got a lawsuit to do when this over with. So, with that being said, it is what it is. And one thing I do want you to know, like I said, the judge kind of messed up because he written to me, and I don't want to say too much about the case, but he written to me saying that I'm not allowed to have a court-appointed attorney in this type of case. But why they gave you two court-appointed attorneys? Which means they messed up by giving you court-appointed attorneys and you weren't supposed to have one. Yeah, they messed it up, but it is what it is. It is what it is, fool. Everybody's still around, man. Everybody's still
okay, that's better, brother. Queen Jones. Trying to get the queen on the show. You still there? Yeah.
Now I can hear it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got Queen Jones on the show. How you doing, Queen? You good? Yeah, Queen Jones on the show, baby. Queen Jones is on the show, but most definitely the Queen got locked up. Had to get her in there and everything on the show. We had a little bad feedback, but we good now. But welcome to Southern Root Radio, Miss Jones. It's my grandmother, y'all. We just accepted an award for her last weekend with the Pioneer Award. But long story short.
Pioneer Award. Oh, great.
Yeah. They got an award for you and everything. It was a Pioneer Award that accepted on your behalf. But, you know, everything came out okay with it. But most definitely, you had a lot of people that was asking about you. A lot of politicians was out there. And even when we had a commission meeting for the Collier City Civic Association. Okay. Got a little mishap here. Queen Jones was on the microphone, baby. Came in. Talking about. Talking about. Yeah, we back on this thing again. Had a little mishap with the airwaves, but hey, it's okay. Back in and black in. All right, I'm the only one on the scene right now. I'm the only one on the damn scene. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's that Queen Jones team representing. Getting this thing rolling. Sorry I couldn't hear the whole extent of the conversation, but whatever you heard, I'm pretty sure that you found it delightful. If you didn't hear the conversation, well, sorry about that. We'll try to get the Queen on the airwaves again a little later on, or next time around next week. But long story short, have fun dealing with the show today, and I'm going to try and see about getting this thing rolling again. That's what's up. Got to get the audios and everything straightened out, as well as the music, soundtracks and whatnot. Been a little delayed with this and that, but we're getting things together bit by bit. Should have the main feed back up come next week anyway. That way we can rock and roll how we need to rock and roll. But again, had to take that call. That was an important call. Next time, like I said, we'll try to have the Queen on the show. That way I can hear her, as well as a couple other pioneers. That we're going to have it on Wednesday for the Pioneer Show. Like I said, we're going to be digging in, bringing up some crucial details of local leaders in the neighborhood, keeping everything black on, black ring, and on the black. again, good dads, bad dads, so if you can't be a dad, it don't matter. It don't matter. Callers calling into the show, 516-595-8279. Shouts out to Black Sheep, Mama Keish. Everybody else out there trying to make it happen. Big O, shouts out to you, King. Shouts out to my daughter, Sakara. Daddy will always love you, no matter what. And will do anything for you. All those out there who, dads who are missing their kids, who can't be around them, don't worry. Things are going to get better. You just keep staying constructive. Just stay constructive. Things are going to get better. Got 10 minutes left in the show. Zay is dealing with Saturday. Tomorrow? Yeah. Tomorrow is Saturday, so we're going to be dealing with more likely the I thought we had, yeah, Give Black and Get Even Thursday. That's been switched to Saturday. That's what it is. So we're going to be dealing with that a little later on today. And of course, starting Sunday, moving forward, we're going to have the BWAA show daily, Black Women Worldwide. It's y'all time. It's y'all time. They have to get everything to accord. But again, all this with the good dad, the bad dad, and the dads who can't be. We got to understand that the Jim Crow thing came in hard and heavy. It hit us hard and heavy. And if y'all don't understand, identify, and recognize that shit, people are going to keep running games. Normal hype show where we always go in and whoop the hell out of somebody behind. We actually, you know, when it comes to mending family issues, we don't get rough with that. We take our time, we talk, you know, calm, and we try to get some understanding of who we are as individuals. And as well as our surroundings, whether it's your counter partner or your environment. So, you know, so no matter the town, like I said before, we get everything in order for our people, but we have to inch this thing one situation at a time. Radio expanded. Shots out to Cape Town. Shots out to the islands. And I said subtropic culture as a whole. Our brothers in the Pacific. Tongans, Samoans, Hawaiians, Okay. Polynesians. We can identify this shit bit by bit. And we're going to see who playing this camouflage Halloween games with y'all.
It's good, it's bad, it's ugly shit. It got to stop.
Shot goes out to Dr. Fullmore. Gave him my platform. Just riding out to this beat. I said, it's going to come a time we're going to get the callers calling in. I said, this is the first show. Caught everybody off by surprise. I wish y'all could have heard Queen Jones, but it's okay. We'll get on the show next time. Most definitely. The Queen is going to call in. We're going to have that pioneer talk. That's what's up. That's what's
up. It's gonna be rocking and rolling.
Wednesday when Queen Jones gonna be on now. Set that call up, let her know the call, and you know if she able to do the show, if not, I'll do it. But either way, we're gonna get the Queen on. Gonna get these interviews and go on with the local leaders in the neighborhood as well. That's why I said Pompano Beach, Collier City is on the rise, baby. It's in a nice area. Well, goddamn it, everybody gotta come to us. Making things happen. Making things happen bit by bit. We'll wait until C-City TV come out. Wait until the TV come out. The camera's about to come out, baby. Brothers getting footage out there for me right now. The team getting it together. We're going to make some shit happen. A whole new thing to kick off from this goddamn regime of ours. That's what the fam is about. Show for the situation, and we're gonna be kicking in 2 hours soon. We're kicking in 2 hours soon for the show. We're gonna be maximizing these time zones. Southern Root Radio is gonna be popping and locking. Rest assured, this shit. Everybody know about the Hardcore Tuesday. Everybody know about the Montage Monday. Everybody know about Mama Keisha on Sunday. Well, we're going to bring some shit along the way and give them three shows some company. Some serious, serious company. Anyway. got 30 seconds left in the show. Well, I'm going to be heading off the airways. So I will see y'all next week. Same time, same channel. And y'all take care of your people, man. It's your big brother, your little brother, Dolomite, a.k.a. Dope. One love.